Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 398. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you several different ways at the end of the program how to receive one. Please specify whether you want a tape copy or a CD. It's free of charge, including the postage and handling. We have a message here, a strong message from the book of Romans, which was most people's belief that are Christian, true Christians, that it was the greatest book that the Apostle Paul had written. He'd written 13 epistles, and this one would be number one in most different people's eyes because it actually tells of the different stages of Christianity synchronized form. We have some music as well and testimonies. I don't know, so a lot of times I don't get a chance to have the testimonials read, but we're going to try it today. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord. The Lord is right in my heart and in the hearts of every Christian. He's living in us. We just say, Lord, anoint this service and anoint all the federal government agents that are trying to indict people on false charges so that they don't have to spend eternity in the hell and in the lake of fire on the last day. They know what they're doing, and they are doing the will of Satan rather than you, Father, and we pray that they'll be saved, that you'll pour condemnation and conviction down upon their heads so that they'll humble themselves and repent. So many of them have gone on to face you, Lord, at the judgment bar of God. And because of the fact that they're your creation, Lord, we pray for them because you not only want them to be your creation, but you want them to be your sons. And so, Lord, open up the scriptures, open up the truth to them today, and to all those that have backslidden in your body, or those that are not as zealous as they should be, that they might be saved and that the church would be strengthened. And Lord, those that are in spiritual trouble, or if the Satan's government is coming after them, or if they're sick, those that are really your sons, Lord, I pray that you will let them, give them the faith to receive their healing and deliver them from every evil thing that's coming against them. Deliver them, Father God. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, now we have the Golden Gate Quartet. This was Elvis Presley's favorite singing group. And this song is called You Better Run.
Well, now, you better run.
When I say
somebody's calling, you will be better run.
When I say
somebody's calling, you will be better run.
When I say
somebody's calling, you might be tired. My time ain't long,
oh,
I mean
long,
oh,
I mean
long. Well, you better run.
Run when I say
somebody's calling, you will you better run.
Run when I say
somebody's calling, you will you better run.
Run when I say
somebody's calling, you might be tired.
Well, now goodbye, false pretender. Lord, I cannot wait for you. Cause the Bible declares you a hinder. Man, and what the Bible declares is true.
Well, you better run.
Run when I say
somebody's calling you, and you better run.
Run when I say
somebody's calling you, and you better run.
Shout, oh, valley and soul, and you have your mouth.
Oh, well,
that somebody that's calling you is the Lord Jesus Christ, and you better run to him as fast as you can, because you really don't know. Run to him for salvation, to save your soul, because we never know when we're going to go out to meet the Lord. And run to him and pray for mercy. All you people that are oppressing people on the face of this earth, decent people, Christian people, and people that are not Christians, just poor, very poor people that are being bombed today by federal government agents. It's really something how that we, the United States of America, never used to go to war, really, unless somebody attacked us or we felt that they did something wrong to our people. So we are bombing 50s different countries, 50, 100 different countries, 150, and we're planning to do more. When is it that we ever started wars before? We never did that before. Something's terribly wrong. There's trouble in paradise. Well, today we're going to share one of these days, those of us that are saved and want no part of the things that the Roman Catholic or the federal government is doing. They call themselves the federal government. It's the Roman canon law that we're living under. And the Spirit assures us, those of us that don't get involved with that sort of thing, of a final victory. That's in Romans 8:31 through 39. Now, it's the first chapter that I really want to talk about today, the first chapter of Romans. So I want to get into that today. In chapter 1, verses 18 through chapter 3, verse 20, the Apostle Paul gives us a solid case for the condemnation of all the people under him. Under him, the Almighty God. Gentiles are without excuse, the Bible says. There are so many people that say, well, how about all these people? Now, the Gentiles are people that, even if you're grafted into the true olive tree, which means the Jewish Messiah, if you're grafted into him, that doesn't make you not a Gentile. What you are is just a Gentile that's been grafted into the olive tree, the true olive tree, the Jewish Messiah. You're still a Gentile, all right? And so people that are Gentiles have to be very careful, because a lot of them are condemning the Jews. And if it weren't for the Jews, you wouldn't have the Bible. If it wasn't for the Jews, there wouldn't be a Messiah, a Savior, a forgiveness for your sins. And if it wasn't for the Jews, there'd be no possible way that the world's greatest Jew came into the world. He died for your sins, shed his blood, was buried, resurrected from the dead. Before that, he went to hell for you, then resurrected from the dead, and was then ascended into the kingdom of heaven, became the life-giving Spirit. In other words, he became the Holy Spirit that can dwell in you if you ask him to, and if you let him know that you're going to continue on walking in the Spirit. Not in the spirit of Satan, the corruptible things that the people in this world are doing right now. You can't get away with that. Now, there's a lot of people that say, well, how about all these people that have never heard the Word of God? Yeah, I never heard the Word of God, so why would God condemn me? Well, the Bible plainly tells us in chapter 1 of Romans, it tells us that the Gentiles, the non-believers, are without excuse. Without excuse, whether you've heard the Word of God or not. Amen?
Amen.
That's what it says. And I'll read it. I'll have it read in the first chapter of Romans. They're without excuse because they have suppressed. You Gentiles, you unbelievers have out there have suppressed the knowledge of God that they... That you people have received out there. You've heard the gospel, and not only that, you've seen that you've seen the creation. You see God in the creation. Amen.
Amen.
As I told you the other day, I saw the stars in the state of Montana, in Helena, Montana. I looked up and I felt the. I said, "Oh, that's wonderful." And the Lord smiled back on me and said, "God." And when he smiled down, I felt such power, such love, such incredible love in liking me that it scared me because I'd never experienced love before. So you might say, well, the knowledge of God, what? What do you mean? They received it from nature. That's how you receive the Word of God. You become conscious of the Word of God through His Word. Chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. Let's get to verse 17 so we can read that so that you know that God is not a kidder and I'm not either. Now this, again, Romans is the most important book that Paul ever wrote. Not that the other ones are not important. They're all extremely important. But this one gives you a step-by-step view of the steps that we go through for salvation. Okay, so let's hear verse 17.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed.
Okay, go back to, say, 15. I've got bad eyes. Or 14. Go to 14.
Okay. Verse 14. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise.
And look at it. We have to, the people that are coming against our church and myself, and they keep dreaming up false indictments on me and on people that attend my church like Buster. And you, just everybody that they feel is supporting this church. And they try to frighten people. Like they went around to 10,000 of stores. I was like said to be the number one designer in the world at that time, just a few years ago. Barbie doll Mattel Toys said I was. It's written in the Los Angeles Times. She said, and she's had all the top designers design for her, including Valentino and the whole mess of them, you know, and Chloe. Well, anyway, read that again.
I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians.
And so, you know, like, I have to preach the gospel to the barbarians, these people that are doing everything to try to stop me from making money to put it into the gospel field. And I'm a debtor to God that I have to preach the gospel to everybody. Otherwise, I will be a castaway as well. Okay? So keep reading.
Both to the wise and to the unwise.
Okay, so the wise to those that have the fear of the Lord and those that don't have any fear of God whatsoever. Now, all these major companies such as Wrangler, Levi, and all them wanted me to put designs on their clothes because they were only selling two pairs of jeans, and people could wear them until they wear out, and they wanted to put them on the sides. And so they knew that if I come up with a new design every 3 months, they'd buy the the genes for the new designs. Amen?
Amen.
So we'd have the spring line and the summer line and the autumn and the fall, rather, and also winter. And so all these major companies knew that I knew what I was doing. I've designed jackets for Donald Trump and for the top people in the whole world, for several presidents of the United States and all kinds of people. And they go around to 10,000 stores saying, I'm running a slave labor camp and I've got little children doing these jackets for me. They, listen, you know, these are the unwise, because that's a lie.
Amen.
And the Bible says that no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven, and therefore, why do you people lie for the Pope? Somebody's putting the gun to your head and you're more afraid of them than you are the Lord. But you better run, amen?
Amen?
Somebody's calling you. The Lord is calling you through this message, you know? And you better run, because you don't know you'll live another day. Look what they did to many of their own people, the FBI. They put a former FBI agent's son in prison because John Peeler, because he wouldn't assassinate me. And the federal government is busy day and night trying to put together some indictment. This federal government agency, and he said many others of them, found me to be squeaky clean. They couldn't find anything wrong that I was doing. They had to make up stories. They had to let people out of prison that were known liars and drug addicts and threaten them that they would destroy them if they didn't lie about me. And that's what's happening, folks, and I believe you all know that. My attorneys know that the government is not the U.S. government anymore. And so what I'm saying and what the Lord is saying, what the Apostle Paul is saying through the power of the Holy Spirit, that the Jews are also under the condemnation of God. And Paul overcomes every objection that they could possibly rise. All these people, everyone said, well, there's God. How do we know that we haven't seen Jesus? The Lord says, you're without excuse. You've heard the word of God, and if you're listening right now, you know you've heard it before. A lot of you people claim to go to churches. Amen?
Amen.
And then you've seen in God's creation the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, the power of God. So no matter what you say, you can come to any conclusion that you want to, and it's... you're going to be without excuse at the judgment bar of God, and you're going to be, just as fast as you get there, you're going to be slung into hell. You can just make up, you Gentiles, anything that you want. You've chosen to disbelieve God and to not look at his creation with the eyes of an admirer, to worship him. Okay, so God is a perfect judge. He's not like these judges where they're trying to get indictments on people on false things. He's not like that kind of a judge that's going to judge you unrighteously, because he's a righteous judge. He's a perfect judge. He judges perfectly in conform to Jesus Christ, not only according to truth, but also works. And he's very impartial. He's no respecter of persons. And all throughout, all these can be proven by the second chapter of Romans, verses 2 through 5 and 6 through 10. Very impartial, chapter 2, verses 11 through 16. But the moral, that's supposed to be, and religious Jews fail to meet his standard. Paul bottom lines everything that he, or concludes with it, bottom lines it, that his discussion of the reasons for the guilt of the Jews by reminding them that they do not obey the law themselves. Well, what do you mean? The federal government doesn't obey the law. The Lord never leaves it up to the people in the world to vote on whether they can abort somebody to murder them or not. There's you not vote. God says, here's the law, and that's the way it is. Does it make any difference if you murder somebody And they prove, or by some paying off some shrink, that they're nuts, that they're crazy. That doesn't mean a thing with the Lord. If you murder somebody, you die. That's the law. So the Jews, they don't obey the law. And the Bible says there's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. Well, the Jews haven't had a blood sacrifice for over 2,000 years now. And so if they have sins on them and they die in their sins, then before they go out to meet God, they're to be stoned to death. What about that? Now, why don't you rabbis keep that law?
Amen.
But the Lord Jesus Christ did come into the world and die for your sins, and therefore you have no excuse. Animal sacrifices don't do any good any longer. That's not scriptural. And the Jews don't obey the law. Yeah, that's in chapter 2, verse 17 through 29. Nor do they believe the oracles of God, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. The divine verdict, chapter 3, verses 9 through 20, is absolutely universal. Everyone that disobeys, that is not born again of the Spirit, all your sins forgiven, you will spend eternity in the lake of fire. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, so you have to be forgiven for these sins. That's chapter 3, verse 23. So it tells you the book of Romans why these things happened. So we're talking about the section on justification, chapter 2, verse 21, chapter 5, verse 21. What that does is it concerns regarding justification, born again, being born again of the Spirit. It centers on and develops the throne of God. I'm talking about God's providence for man's need. All right, so let's continue on in chapter 1.
Verse 15. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also.
Yeah, and Paul was a Jew also. Okay, and then continue on.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
Oh, to the Jew first. So you say, well, God is no respecter of persons. No, not if you get saved. If you get saved, he will save you, and you'll be in heaven. If you don't, you're going to hell and the lake of fire. Okay, then what?
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
Right, so the wrath of God is revealed. There's no excuse, because you can hear this now. For all unrighteousness?
Yes.
Do you think it's righteous to punish the righteous? Do you think it's righteous to punish the righteous people?
No.
People that are not breaking the law, people that are born again Christians, do you think it's righteous to murder babies?
No.
In their mother's womb? Do you think it's righteous to be a homosexual?
No.
Or a lesbian? No. Or to be a fornicator?
No.
Or an adulteress?
No.
No. No, it's not. And therefore, God's wrath is against you if you believe that. Or if you believe it's right to make up lies when the Bible says no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven against righteous people, people that are preaching God's word. They're resisting God's people. God, with his Son, by the Holy Spirit, live in us, those of us that are preaching the word of God. So it's the same thing as though you're trying to crucify Christ, that you're trying to do away with God in the world, just like he took the Bibles and prayer out of schools, and the same thing in the federal court buildings. They asked me in court, they said, Mr. Belcher, who was the prosecuting attorney, asked me, Pastor Alama, you stated in one of your pieces of literature that that there's a federal agents are, they go to the process church of the final judgment. That's the church that the Son of Sam went to in Manson and all those. Did you say that in your literature? I said, yes, sir, you sure did. And he says, and so you believe that? And I said, oh, yes, without a doubt, it's true. He said, well, could you give the jury, tell them, where one of these churches is, the Church of the Final Judgment, the Process Church of the Final Judgment? I said, you're standing in one of them right now. He says, the federal building? I said, yes, sir. You people are the biggest cult in the world. All right? And you think you're going to frighten me by coming up with another one of your phony indictments? You're out of your mind. You people are going to be, I'm going to be judged at the mercy seat of Christ, and you're going to be judged before the great white throne. You're going to hell if you don't stop it, okay, in the lake of fire. And, there's no greater friend than Jesus, but I'm the next best friend, better friend than you've ever had, because Amen. I'm telling you the truth how to stay out of hell and the lake of fire, all right?
Amen.
All right, so keep going.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Right, so you people, you've heard the truth. I asked a lot of federal marshals when I was behind bars, do you guys go to church? And he said, yes. I said, how's your pastor? Is he pretty good? Oh, he's wonderful. Then, do you listen to everything he says? Yeah. Well, the Bible says that all that live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. How come you're on the other side of the bars?
Amen.
How come I'm in here? It's because I'm living godly in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And you're out there, and you say that you and your children are going to the carnival. And I said, I told them, I wouldn't be in your boots for all the money in the world and everything in the world. And he laid his hand on his pistol, right on his side, and says, hey, take it easy, man. He says, why? I said, because I'm saved and you're lost.
Amen.
Doesn't make any difference how many times you go to church. The devil will take you to church, but he just doesn't want you to obey the truth. Okay, and then what else?
Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them.
Right. The reason, if you know the truth, and like I know the truth, and therefore the Lord manifests himself in me. When I pray for people, they get healed. When I lay hands on people, when I preach the gospel to them, demons, even people, witch doctors in Africa and Muslims, which is a branch of the Vatican, those people, the demons are cast out of them. When it's raining and I don't want it to rain, and I pray to God, Lord, stop the rain, it stops.
Amen.
When I want it to rain, it will rain. They had a big drought out in Arkansas, and the people in the prison say, why don't you pray to God that it rains? And I did, and it started raining after this long drought, pouring down rain within 2 to 3 minutes. Right?
Amen.
And so, I mean, this is not, and then people that are suffering, they're having children and everything, they ask me, how much longer before I have a child? And every time I pray to the Lord, and they say, you got 25 minutes or 30 minutes, depending on how hard you push. And that's happened many times. Amen?
Amen.
All right. And God tells me what they're doing in their bedrooms. Amen?
Amen?
And what they're doing down at City Hall, down at Federal Building. I know what you people are doing. Okay? And more than me, God knows what you're doing. He's the one to tell me what you're doing.
Amen.
All right, so continue on.
For God hath showed it unto them.
God's showing it to you. Then what?
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly
okay, take it easy. For the invisible things of him
from the creation of the world,
yeah, since the time he created the heavens and the earth, then what?
Are clearly seen.
They're clearly seen by you weasels. You can clearly see that there is a God, and you can clearly see that this, what we're reading here, is his word, because Christ was manifested in the Apostle Paul. You could see God working in him.
Amen.
All right, then what else?
Being understood by the things that are made.
Yeah, the things that are made. You can understand that God made everything. There isn't anything in the world that has life that he didn't give them.
Amen.
But it's not eternal life, it's temporal. Now, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The works of Jesus Christ, that's what those books are about. The book of Romans, however, explores the significance. The significance of the sacrificial death of the Lord Jesus Christ. It explores it. We can see that in the Word of God. It tells about it using a question and answer format. Paul asks a question, then he answers it. Then he asks a question, then he answers it. God records the most systematic presentation of doctrine in the Bible, in the book of Romans. It's such an easy way for Paul to explain when he poses these type of questions and then gives the absolute true answer. That's the format Paul recorded, the most systematic presentation of doctrine in the entire Bible. Romans is more than a book of theology, because what it also is a book of practical exhortation. It tells you how to live your life, just in Proverbs as well, what you must and must not do. It really lets people know the practical side of believing in the Lord and being saved. The good news of the Lord Jesus Christ is more than facts to be remembered or believed. It is also a life that has to be lived in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. The life of the Lord, the life of righteousness, befitting a person, the person of Jesus, and the Lord wants to continue living his life out in you and I. Amen?
Amen.
Now, is it of the Lord to make an indictment, a false indictment about somebody with a pack of lies and pulling a bunch of known liars and paying them off and taking them out of prison, these jailhouse liars? A Christian life is a life of righteousness, keeping the commandments befitting a person that has been justified. That means freely by God's power through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is in Jesus when he enters us. So we're able to keep all the commandments to live a righteous, holy life, a consecrated life unto the Lord. That's in chapter 3, verse 24. Read it. And they'll be coming right back, so don't lose your spot.
Chapter 3, verse 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the
redemption. Which is his power. Then what?
Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Right. Salvation is only in Jesus. There's no name given among man whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Anyone who tries to come up with any other way, like Catholicism or all the isms, Buddhism, Mohammedism, which is a branch of the Vatican, they're like thieves and liars, Jesus said. So you either have to believe the people and the federal government and the media and the Roman Catholic cult, or you have to believe the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So believe the Lord and live. Okay, go ahead. Now let's continue in chapter 1.
Verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen.
Clearly seen by you people. There's no excuse. The Bible says there's absolutely no excuse for you. Whether you've heard anybody preach the gospel or not, there's no excuse for you. And besides, you know that the Word of God is the instruction of life and the instructions of righteousness and the things what to do and what not to do. And so far, you haven't given your life up to the Lord. You go to church. But like I said, the process church of the final judgment is the federal government's church, the same church that the Son of Sam went to, and Manson, all these people. So if you want to be justified, there's only one justifier, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're only justified when you accept his way, his truth, that he's the way, the truth, and the life. You have to live that consecrated life. Then what?
Being understood by the things that are made.
So you know the truth by understanding the things that are made. You go out and you like to go out to the river or to go water skiing. All this was made by the Lord.
Amen.
Amen? You want to go to the mountains and enjoy yourself and breathe fresh air. That's from the Lord. You want to go out in the grass and spread a blanket down there and have a picnic. That's the Lord made the grass. Amen?
Amen.
The heavens and the earth and the water and all the things that... You go to a supermarket and see all the fruit and vegetables there. The Lord did that. And you don't want to ignore that. This is a manifestation that God did all this. It's amazing that there's always something to eat that is that you like. You may say, I don't like this and I don't like that, and but I do like this. God made something for everybody. Amen?
Amen.
A lot of things. Okay, then what? I don't like fried chicken. Well, I do. I don't like mashed potatoes and gravy. Well, I do. Well, I'm on a fast, so I'm not eating. Well, that's up to you. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
You are without excuse. You Nazi Gestapos. You can see. And that same one that made these things says that he's the judge of all things. And he's an honest and sincere judge, but he's the fearsome judge also. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, the Bible says. Then what?
Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God.
No, they wouldn't let him live in them and live out his life in and through them. Then what?
Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations.
Yeah, they weren't thankful. People go to the market and they fill up bags of grapes, bags of oranges and apples, and they just say, okay, how much, you know? And they don't say, thank you, Jesus, for this abundance that's in this grocery store. And they just are not thankful. Read that line again.
But became vain in their imagination.
Yeah, you people, they're vain in their imagination. They think they were born homosexuals, when actually in perverts, actually they took on demonic spirits. That's what it is. And they want to go around telling everybody else is perverted, because they can't imagine anybody that could be squeaky clean. Like the FBI, many FBI agents have said, they tried to find something on me with a fine-tooth comb, and they couldn't, because there wasn't anything. They raided my home. They raided the church. They wanted to find guns. They wanted to find child abuse. They took the children's pants down and looked at their rear ends, and there wasn't one mark on them, but they said, but still, they continued on. So, you know, it's easy to judge them by God's word. Now, I'm not to judge anybody, but by God's word, I can judge everybody. The judgment that God gives you is that he's going to judge you, and you're not going to like it. Okay, then what?
When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful.
Yeah, right, they didn't thank him. Then what else?
But became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened.
So, yeah, that's when you take orders from somebody else other than the Lord, your foolish heart. God's calling you a fool. It's darkened. There's no light in there. There's no guidance, no direction. Okay? There's no understanding anymore. You're just like a robot for Satan. Then what?
Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
So the Lord is calling you a bunch of fools. Because a fool has said in his heart, there's no God. And if you believe that there was a God, then why do you keep lying? Why do you keep persecuting the church of God, the true believers? Why do you keep killing little babies, defenseless babies? You filth, you lies, you satanic beings. Why? It's because you're of the devil. The Lord said that.
Amen.
The Lord says, ye are of your father, the devil. He said that to the religious people. And that's where all of our persecution is coming from, the Roman Catholic religion.
Amen.
And the Muslims that are connected with it. I've won so many Catholics and Muslims, they hate me. Okay, Satan hates me. And you want to know something? I hate Satan, but I don't hate you people that are possessed by him. I'm trying, the Lord is talking to you through me to repent and be saved. Because then you'll have peace. You have no peace without the Lord living in you. Then what?
And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man.
And changed what?
The glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man.
Right, God made us in the image and likeness of God. And so what you've come is a lot of people are having sex with beasts, dogs, horses. They have these what they call dog and pony shows. And these people that are federal government agents, they attend that kind of stuff. And they become like beasts. They are homosexuals, men with men, women with women, perverts. And they are the pedophiles of the world. Now, if I was put in charge of everything, of the federal government, the first place I'd hit would be the Vatican. Man, there's over 200,000 people over there that are homosexual child molesters. Amen?
Amen.
And it's just amazing that people don't pipe up because they're so afraid of Satan rather than the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is wisdom. And the whole duty of man is to fear God, it says in the book of Ecclesiastes. Not any one of Satan's divisions. Amen?
Amen.
If there's anything else for you to do but fear God and keep his commandments. Because if you don't fear God, you're not going to keep his commandments. All right, now. Now then, they say down south. The Apostle Paul. Continue what the Lord keeps saying through him.
And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts.
Yeah, they're like become like dogs. They have unnatural sex. And keep going.
And creeping things.
They're like creeps. No wonder they want to get another indictment against me. Because I'm pulling the sheets and blankets off of these evil, wicked people. If you were the devil, wouldn't you want to get rid of me?
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness.
So he turns you over to a reprobate mind to become unclean, unsanitary. And that's what you all are. You're like Bruta the bass. Italian, I've heard it talked about, it means the brute bastards. Bastard is a person that they don't have God for their father. Is what
Amen.
Jesus said. Amen.
Amen.
So don't think that I'm cursing God. Jesus doesn't. I'm not cursing. The Word of God curses you. But the Word of God tries to make you come to Him so that you're not cursed anymore. Amen.
Amen.
Then what?
Through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves.
Keep going.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
Yeah, the people lusting after each other and after dogs and cats. And they find no lasting pleasure in men with women or women with men. And then they go to beasts trying to get some kind of pleasure out of them. They're trying to milk the earth dry of every possible way that they're trying to turn themselves on to something. And drug addicts, they hate the life that they're living. All the different things that people try to escape. But they're actually escaping God Come unto the Lord, okay, you foolish people, and accept him. You federal government agents. And those of you that know that what John Peeler is telling the truth, John Peeler's the former FBI agent that stated that he and the rest of them were involved in the World Trade Center. They put dynamite caps all the way through it. And these federal agents testify to it. We have pictures of them killing their own people. And yet the media, I sent copies of it to the media, and they won't play it. Because that means that they are definitely, they can see it right on videotape, that they're very clearly, that they're killing their own people and blamed it on David Koresh. And I asked my attorney, who's a very high-powered attorney, I says, don't you think that everybody knows that? And he says, absolutely, everybody knows that they're illegal and that they're evil. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then what?
For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections.
Yeah, he turned you over to a bunch of reprobates. You can see it, all the pornography that's going on. That's vile affections. Just, have sex with anybody you want. Like, even dogs are not that crazy. I mean, I don't see dogs going from one female to the other. You don't see it. And occasionally, you can see one of them doing their whatever it is. But these people, they'll go like one after the other every day. They're like prostitutes. They're like lesbians, and they're proud of it. And so they, the Lord never left his word up for human beings to vote on it, whether it's offensive to you. You're offensive to me, okay? Mm-hmm. And I vote against you, and God votes against you too, and you're going to stand in front of him. And I pray that God calls me as an eyewitness to testify against you if you don't get right with the Lord. Then what?
For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
Yeah, I mean, they say that there's all kinds of snuff films of the murder people, and they're having sex with dogs and horses and donkeys and you name it. I mean, they're filthy, vile creatures. You need to repent, folks. The devil's got a big, bad hold on you. And it's going to just take you to hell. None of these things satisfy you. You see one evil thing after another, and you still want to see more. And then, you say, oh, I've seen that before, and I've seen this before, I've seen that. I want to see more. Let's see them have sex with an elephant or a giraffe, Now, we see dogs and donkeys and horses and all that, you say. He turned you over to vile affections. Stuff that you want to see that is unlawful. Then what?
And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly.
Well, this is the word of God. Now, the federal government that is Antichrist, that is of the devil, wants to persecute people that are reading the word of God. To hell with you.
Amen.
To hell with you. You're not going to silence my mouth unless you put a bullet in my head, and I wouldn't put it past you. Or if you try to make it look like an accident is what I've heard federal government agents say that they want to do. Okay, what else? And these prosecutors. You people are going to stand judgment. And I pray, Father God, that the things that they're trying to do to not only myself, but all the other people that are of you and the innocent people in this world, that you do unto them that they're trying to do to us. Put them, let them repent, or put them, Father, to death in the name of Jesus. And the Lord tells us to pray that way. Read the Bible and you'll see. Then what?
And receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet.
Mm. Which was the natural thing to do. Okay, then what?
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge.
They knew about God, for sure. But they didn't want to keep him retain him in the knowledge, because they have been turned over to a stinking reprobate mind, and they want to continue this illicit way. God never created people in his image and likeness to be like dogs and pigs and donkeys and horses. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
God gave them over to a reprobate mind to
do... Oh, no wonder you guys are reprobates. God turned you over to that. better pray that God, Father, to take that away, that if they'll repent, take that reprobate mind from them and let them humble themselves before you and know that they're men and women, and that you're God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness. That's 100% unrighteousness. Then what?
Fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit.
Murder, deceit, lies. You filthy people, man. Repent. You know that these things are all that you are. There's a song, all the things you are yours. Okay, you know that. But you have to be one with the Lord God. Otherwise, what good is it if you own the whole world and lost your soul? Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Malignity, whispers.
That's not cancer. Then what?
Whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful.
Yeah, the book of Daniel says that they, in the last days, they throw truth on the ground. Amen?
Amen.
They throw the truth. All truth is on the ground. But let me tell you something. The truth is coming out of this program here.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
And everybody knows that there's millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people listening to me. All right? Reprobates. Then what?
Proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Yeah, you people today have pleasure in homosexuality. You have pleasure. You're lovers of self rather than lovers of God. You're lovers to please your filthy flesh. Well, I see that my time is up, and I pray that you people, through this message, have seen the light. The Lord said it's just obvious by the creation that he did that you should be able to believe in the Lord. So there's a starting and a finish line in salvation. You have to start at the beginning, and then you have to finish all the way through around the racetrack and to the end. And so you start out by saying this prayer to the Lord. Say to him, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word is spirit and truth and power. Therefore, I know you've heard me and I know you've answered me and I know that I'm saved. And just I thank and praise the Lord and keep praising and thanking the Lord and keep continue on in the Lord now that you're saved. And share and tell them all the different ways that you receive a copy of this program, number 398.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
You know, praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message. And you know, there's no other friend in the world. Satan is not going to be standing at the judgment bar of God and contending for you. He's happy that you go to hell. That's what he wants everybody to do because he knows he's going there and misery loves company. You'll be screaming your head off if you start doing again what Satan is telling you to do. Here's Jack Holcomb to sing for you, There's No Friend to Me or You. There's no friend to me or you like Jesus. He's the one that saved your soul.
Yeah. medication.